section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Not during, not prior to, not around the time. You all right there, Dustin?
Coming to you live from Fart, Virginia, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Blake's surgery wrap-up, Blake's list, what's up in E-Smoke, an interview with social media guru Dieter Kiefer, and the best little whorehouse in Texas with your co-hosts, The Voice, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Ow! Boogity, 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 let's go racing, boys!
Oh, Daryl Waltrip's in the house.
Yes! I am excited, I'm pumped, I'm not going to fuck up, because this is episode 174, and nobody ever thought we would make it that far, and I am the podcasting god, Blake Clayton. I am super excited to have these gentlemen with me this evening. It's late at night. We want to touch each other softly, caress each other, supposedly.
I just came here for the podcast.
All right. Never mind, then. So did I. All right. First, let's start off this party by introducing the man who needs no introduction.
Nice to see you.
It's me.
Locks of Love, Jason. I knew you guys wouldn't let me fucking wait for it. When I was writing it, I said, if I hold this for too long, they're going to get uncomfortable.
You know why? Because we're pros.
But yeah. that was the joke.
That we're pros?
No.
Pros before hoes.
No, when I said... Said this man needs no introduction.
Oh, I got
and then
it.
I was just going to stop it.
And then we just sit here for a half hour.
All right. And our guest host for tonight is the man who single-handedly caused the downward spiral of Creed frontman Scott Stapp.
You know it.
Our pal, The Voice, Dustin.
I'll kill you.
Yeah. I'll own it. You know.
I'm excited, guys. We're going to have a good time. We might... it might get rowdy. It might get really, really rowdy this evening.
But will it get bowdy?
Rowdy, rowdy, and bowdy, bowdy.
So how have you been... your eyes look...
My eyes...
I'm usually sitting to your right.
Right.
And we have to look at each other through mic stands.
Right.
But you positioned me straight across from you so I could just... So either you could either gaze at me or I could look at you, and I must say the eyes look like they're doing well.
Yeah, the eye nipples are gone, completely
in your
gone.
Your eyes.
Go ahead, you going to look at
them? The light, the heat.
If you guys can you tell?
Virtually cholesterol free.
Yes, as many of you know, I had major surgery. We talked about this a little bit on the last episode, and it was actually before I had the surgery. Oh, I broke the fourth wall. But I had major surgery on my eyes right before Christmas. As my friend Shannon said, I had eye boobs, eye nipples.
Did you ever have people like pinching your boobs or groping them, asking you if they were real?
My real boobs or my eye boobs?
Your eye boobs.
Oh, all the time.
They ask if they were real?
Yeah. So now I'm just like all about making selfies now, because when I would do selfies before, you would see them. You would see these big, huge white like dots in my eyes, and it made it look really gross. Now I don't have them. Now I'm sexy again. Guess who is just sexy as could be, doing hashtags, selfies, all kinds of stuff.
You?
No filter.
I guess
no.
You?
Yeah, I don't have to use the Instagram filter anymore.
The iTit filter?
The iTit filter is not needed anymore.
Sweet.
But you want to hear about it?
I do.
Wrote a song about it. Like to hear it go. Hey, got no more eye boo.
Oh, yeah. So... All right, so I get there. Nobody went with me because it was major surgery, and so I had to go by myself.
Last time you went, you said you were hoping to see a bunch of women, like sexy. Did that happen this time?
No. I went to the outpatient surgery place. This wasn't the doctor's office. This was actually a place where they had lots of different.
But still, maybe did you have a glimpse in your eye? Like, maybe I'll see some.
I thought about it. I hoped it. I hoped and prayed it. And I walked into the lobby and I said, nothing is going to happen exciting for me. I'm not going to see anything because everybody was like 80 years old.
Nobody's whipping their tang out.
It was eye boob removal day, obviously. Mm. So I went in, They put a little wristband on me, you know, my name, in case I died.
So you're over 21.
Right. And they put a gown on me. They told me to leave my shirt on and my pants. I was like, yeah. But, and they put the little...
You're like, but can I take my pants off? Like, do I have to?
You don't mind if I take my pants off my dick?
We're all adults here.
I got some cholesterol deposits on my dick.
Yeah, you should get that looked at.
So they had me put on the hat, little hat thing over, you know, the little...
Oh, like a Long John Silver pirate hat?
No. Sometimes you go places. I can't keep up with you. But
because that would be awesome.
Right.
I would do that.
Hairnet.
The hairnet thing and then the gown. And then they made me put booties on over my shoes. Over my shoes. So I got to leave my... This was such major surgery that I left my shoes on, my pants on, my shirt on, but then put all this stuff over.
They just added clothes.
Right. So, I sat in this little cubby thing waiting to go. And I went in. He goes, go ahead and lay down on the table. Lay down on the table. He said, cross your legs and cross your arms over your chest.
Oh, pretend you're in a casket?
Yeah, fitting you for a coffin, that's right.
We don't want to, you know, try to bend your arms after the rigor mortis sets in, after your death from this major surgery.
That's why they have a doctorate.
So I do that, and then they start covering my head with, like, warm blankets or something. So all that was technically showing was, like, this much of my face.
Raccoon eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's...
You can breathe all right.
Oh, yeah, I could breathe fine. And he said, I'm going to...
They were waterboarding him.
Close your eyes, and there's going to be a bright light. And I was like, Jesus, they already
don't
know.
Don't go into the light,
I'm
Blake.
I'm already going to die.
Don't go into the light.
So I close my eyes, and they turn on the surgical light, which is... like a 7,000 volts of, you know, light. So even with my eyes closed, I could see the light through my eyelids. It was, you know what I mean? So I was like, it's still burning. And he put some ice cubes on my eyes, shot me full of Novocaine, cut them open, burned them up, put some stitches in it, and in 10 minutes I was done.
Okay, so you didn't get to listen to any cool music during the surgery? Because, like, did you ever watch Nip Tuck? They would always, like... pick something that went with the surgery. Like,
I bet you
was having,
loved the hell out of that.
Somebody
show.
Was having, you know, like a facelift, so they played like "Eyes Without a Face" by Billy Idol. For you, it would be "I Saw the Light" by Hank
Williams
Sr.
Yes, yes,
which would be an appropriate choice.
Yes,
but 10 minutes you could have got that one in. But,
oh
yeah,
easy.
You know,
no, they didn't really play any music, and the doctor was, you know, sitting on his phone as when I walked into the surgical room, and the nurse is, you know, gets me on the table, and once she puts all that stuff on my head, she's like, "So, doctor, how does someone get this?" And he's like, "It's hereditary." I'm like, "You said it was cholesterol. How is it hereditary?" I was like, "Maybe there's something going on that he doesn't tell me about." So
they thought they knocked you out so they could say whatever they right. wanted.
Yep, I drove home all myself and I survived, and now I look fucking fabulous.
So one of your relatives like came in while you were sleeping and put those on your face.
Right, that's what it is. Yeah,
that's weird.
So, but then there was one more thing.
What was that?
So into the recovery room. That sounds funny to say that, but I went into the recovery room. And, you know, there's like 6 recovery rooms. They're just draped off
by... like a broom closet.
Yeah, they're draped off by like just like like.
You're sitting in there
curtains.
With a hairnet on.
And this guy, all of a sudden, they bring this guy out of surgery. And it was one of those outpatient surgery places, so they did all kinds of different stuff. You know what I mean? And the guy's just, he sounds drunk, but he's obviously just coming out of his anesthesia. Well, and he was just being a real jackass to the nurse, just being real difficult, being a smartass. Just being a dick, and come to find, and she's like, okay, she's like, you know, why don't you go ahead and sit down in this chair? He goes, because my balls feel like somebody stabbed them. And I go, oh.
Maybe they did.
He probably had a vasectomy.
Probably.
And the whiny little motherfucker, for the 30 minutes I had to listen to him, and then his, I don't know, I don't think it was his wife. I think it was just his girlfriend who didn't want to get pregnant.
Yeah.
And he looked like he never had a girlfriend before, you know? And so she came in, and he was just being a fucking asshole. And you know me, I'm really good at keeping my mouth shut. And I just wanted to be like, listen, dude, some of us had major surgery here. We're trying to recover because you shut the fuck up and quit being a dick. I felt bad for the nurses because I was joking with the nurses and having a good time.
Yeah.
You know? And but this guy's just, and I understand he was under anesthesia, so he was not himself.
Right.
But in a way, he probably was a lot like himself. You know what I'm trying to say? Like
being drunk amplifies your personality.
Yeah, yeah. He was just a fucking asshole.
They probably would have played Big Balls for his surgery.
What kind of? Have you ever had a surgery before?
No, my dad had a vasectomy, but I never have.
And you would have played Big Balls for his vasectomy?
Why not? Seems like a good choice. I did get told that when my dad had it done, I was probably about like three or four, and he was sitting around the house with an ice pack on his lower region, and I wanted one to match. So, like, I wanted to voluntarily ice my junk because Dad had an ice pack on his, and I thought that was cool, I guess. So, yeah, I don't know about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yep.
So, but it went well. I survived. I want to thank everyone for the oodles and oodles of emails,
oodles.
Facebook messages, comments on the website saying, you know, please, I hope you pull through.
That's right.
You know, don't go all Stuart Scott on us.
Booyah.
Which was ironic because he hadn't died yet, but they just knew it.
They just want you to become black after the surgery. Is that what it was?
Yes, so.
And get a lazy eye.
Right, exactly. Right.
That's less racist. Thank you.
That was loud.
You guys know I hate the Doors, but that's Weird Al, so it's okay.
Right. We had this discussion last time.
Is that bringing it down to zero? Is that back to zero for you?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yay, come on.
When you start back to one.
I love NSYNC.
Ladies, this is what we do. I like to have time to myself in a dark room when Molly's not home, and I like to go on Craigslist.
Who doesn't?
And I like to only for the show. It has nothing to do with for personal reasons. It's strictly show stuff, okay? And so I found a few that I wanted to read to you guys.
Oh. Okay.
Is anybody interested in hearing them?
Will you read them out loud, please?
No, yeah, just read them to himself, and we just watch his face.
Fine.
All right.
Oh, this one looks good.
Under free. Free Mountain Dew COD Advanced Warfare. Peek in. I drink a shitload of Mountain Dew. Oh, you think you do? And I have like 44 caps or more for COD... Advanced Warfare.
On delivery?
I think...
Call of Duty.
They always say no CODs. Oh. And now this guy's...
I don't know
to
what
do
Call of
COD.
Duty is. I drink this shit more. I drink this guy under the table. I'm sure someone out there... I'm sure someone out there could use them. Come get them if you want them.
And we'll drink them out and do, man.
Yeah, we'll break bread.
I got a shit ton of that, too.
I got a shit ton of Mellow Yellow here that nobody will fucking drink because it sucks. Call back.
Cash on delivery.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Call of Duty. I'm sorry. Should I have known that?
No, not necessarily. Advanced Warfare.
I knew what it was. I was just being facetious.
I figured. Yeah, I figured as much.
Yeah, my tongue was firmly planted in my cheek on that one.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know what? You're not a hardcore Mountain Dew drinker, or at least you're not a smart one. By drinking liters or the bottles, you got to drink it out of a can. There's no other way to do it. So this guy's
is there something? Oh, wait, what is he drinking out of?
The little plastic ones with the caps.
20 ounces.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it smarter to drink out of the can?
It just tastes better.
So the can's the best way to go for it.
Plus, if you don't drink it fast enough, it starts to get warm, and then you have to put it back in the fridge. Mm. A can, you can drink
you can
that before
it
starts to. Yeah.
So this guy was a complete douche.
What are the caps for, you think, for Call of Duty?
I guess you get some kind of points or something.
Codes.
Are you seeing them?
Something.
No, I drink the cans. But it does say Call of Duty.
This can does right
Advanced
in front of you.
Advanced Warfare.
Say that.
Look at that. They spell Warfare with no E in the middle of it.
I think that's probably the correct way. Unlike the guy who wrote the Craigslist ad. What does it add up to, though? Well, you save these caps, and then
I don't
do
know.
Do?
I used to
promo code.
I
there?
Used to back in my heyday. They did a thing with NFL caps, like ball caps.
Okay.
If you got like three of the same team, you could mail that in, and 19 years from then, they would mail you one. A hat
of that team.
Of that team.
Yeah.
Well, I ended up having so many of them that you could only have three hats for per household or what per person.
Okay.
So like everybody in my family had like five of them shipped to their house. So I had like every NFL team there was.
Mm. What'd you do with all those?
They're in a box somewhere.
I still have them. I got a bunch of shit one summer because of bottle caps. I think Coke was doing a promotion. And my dad, his job, he worked on roads in rural areas. So people are always throwing bottles out the window. So he would like collect them and he'd get all these extra caps and stuff on top of what we were already drinking. I got a Sega Game Gear. Do you remember those? They were around for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a Sega Game Gear with like NBA Jam and Sonic the Hedgehog. I got that for free. I got some t-shirt.
It's not near as cool as like Marlboro Miles and Camel Bucks. Now that's, you can get cool stuff.
Yeah.
You get a pool stick.
You can get a coffin with Marlboro on it.
Right. Yeah, you can get a...
Smoke them if you got them.
The shirt I'm wearing is a Mountain Dew shirt.
You're a real fan. This guy...
This guy's a puss.
Mountain Dew makes mixing boards?
No, just the long sleeve on.
That's what I think. I'm confused. It's a shirt under a shirt.
All right. Free red-tailed boa constrictor. Given away now, an adult female red-tailed boa constrictor with cage and all the accessories comes with an 80-gallon tank, ceramic heat pad, bedding, and dishes. Dishes? 1 month supply of rats.
Ugh.
So that's just one rat.
Yeah. What's a month supply? About the snake. She is trained to eat frozen food, defrosted.
That ain't frozen.
Exactly. She currently eats one large rat approximately every 2 weeks.
So there you go. That's three rats.
Yeah. There you go.
Two and a half.
Just the abdomen.
Yeah.
Maybe they cut it long ways, though.
Maybe just a tail. We are looking for a new home for her because our children have moved out, and we would like the snake to have a home where she receives more care and attention. Please email or call for more information. Do you think you would take a free boa constrictor?
Fuck no.
It's a red-tailed one.
I wish I had the contact info of that kid that came into the store last week wearing a snake around his neck. I could have hooked him up. Right. Been like, hey, man,
feed him to the
even
snake.
Cooler now.
Why did you let him in?
Couldn't
you have said you need to leave?
Yeah, no snakes, no service.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even notice it when he walked in until he was already looking around. I was like, oh, this dude's wearing a snake as a fashion accessory.
But to be fair, he was also wearing a name tag that says, my name is Douchebag.
Probably.
Right?
My name is Douche. All right. Now let's get into some of the nitty-gritty ones. These are the ones that pull on your heartstrings. These are the missed connections. These are where people see somebody in public. They don't have the balls to do anything or say anything about it, so they're going to go on to Craigslist 3 hours later, and the person never, ever see it.
That's right. Ooh, Mountain Dude.
All right. Woman for male, Taco Bell Peking guy.
Ooh, spicy.
You know what? Right. Wouldn't this be ironic if this was Destin who wrote this?
Oh,
what now?
This is a woman for
a man. Yeah, a woman like, for a man.
Maybe
so.
Did you go to Taco Bell in Peking recently?
Okay.
Maybe.
Did Yolanda write it?
You were there.
With a nacho.
With
Bell
a really grande. Hot buddy who cuz loud. And making you laugh, you were my type and whore a black V-neck
good Lord.
Shirt.
Definitely from Pekin.
That sounds like the woman of my dreams.
You ordered a cantina
English.
Burrito and some other stuff with one F. I was the little hottie in the corner who was wearing a Harley Davidson
and reading Hooked on Phonics.
Harley Davidson shirt. Reply with your whole order, so I know it's you.
I had them. I was reading.
Who is you? Who is you? I can't tell if this girl was
drunk,
high on meth, black,
both,
or just
suffering from extreme
diarrhea. Yeah.
Why is she mentioning? Why is she asking about the guy? She says the other guy was really hot.
Yeah,
right.
You had a hot buddy who was really loud and shit.
He was
but
really.
You okay?
He was really hot, but I know he's way out of my league, so I'll take you.
Her self esteem's low enough to where she's like, I can't go there, but I'll ask about the friend.
Oh.
Huh.
I like that. You know, it's a girl in Pekin who says she's got a Harley Davidson shirt on. Okay, well that narrows
surprising.
It down to half of the women in this town. All right. Reply with your whole order, so I know it's you.
Like, does she, like, memorize?
You had a chicken quesadilla.
She's severely autistic. She remembers his whole order.
Yeah.
Oh, he forgot the cinnamon twist? That ain't him.
Definitely Cantina Burrito. All right. Male for woman, 49. You farted in Kroger yesterday. Bartonville.
More like Fartonville.
You were the blonde with long hair who ripped one near the breakfast cereal. I was the tall guy who came around the corner and asked, "Was that you?" You quickly replied, "No, it wasn't me," while trying to hide your face. You then seemed insulted when I complimented you for it. Well, that was a pretty good one, and continued your denial. I said it wasn't me, quote unquote. I didn't mean to make you angry when I said, "Dang, girl," and grabbed the box of Cocoa Puffs and started fanning the air to disperse the smell. That was when you grabbed your cart and zipped away, leaving me in a wake. Anyways, even though you're a liar with a flatulence of, I don't know, Clydesdale.
Big horse.
That would make it funnier if I would have done that. Fuck you guys. And I'd still like to hear from you. So this girl farted. The guy made some funny jokes, was hitting on her. She got embarrassed and left.
It's an interesting opening line. I've never tried that one.
Right. Hey, baby.
I've got three thoughts about this.
One,
guy's 49 and he says, "Dang, girl."
Right. Dang, girl.
Two.
You smell foul.
Blake, when you're doing the extensive research to look these up, this has got to be the kind of one that you're just like, "Thank God he just put it in my lap. This is perfect."
Oh, yeah. I'm like, thank God for trashy white people and really ignorant black people. Because I have show content. Like, we could do a whole show where we just read these.
Yeah.
And the third thing is probably fake. It's probably not real.
You don't think it's real?
I've read that one somewhere. That's what I wrote.
It's a repost of a Craigslist
ad? I've read that before.
But fuck us, right?
I don't think it happened in Bartonville. It may have happened somewhere.
It's a Craigslist urban legend.
Somebody in Bartonville was like, "Man, that's really funny. I'm a pretend some blonde farted here too."
You guys fucking ruined my day.
It's like,
they really like farting blondes in the cereal aisle.
It's the couple that's making out and the guy with the hook attacks them while they're making out. Oh, did you hear about the girl who farted in the cereal aisle? These urban myths.
All right. Here's the ones you guys want. This is what you guys want.
Oh, they could have at least changed it up. Like, "You were the blonde who queefed by the Rice Krispies."
Right.
Snap, crackle, pop, and
like, you could have said, "With the flatulence of a Palomino." I would have got that right. Palomino.
You didn't even acknowledge my sound effect.
Whoosh. Snap, crackle.
That's when you know it's love. When you're laying in bed and happens, and you just keep.
Is the cat in the bed?
No, you keep scrolling through Facebook. You're just like, this is simply what's going on here.
We've both settled.
Casual encounter time. All right. Now, when I read these, I get a little confused by the acronym, so I might need your help.
Okay.
All right. Woman for man, 35, Bah Humbug in Washington. All right. Mid-30s, white BBW, which is?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. So she's in her mid-30s and wants to meet at Buffalo Wild Wings and have white meat. She's cute, funny, DDT, which means?
She's a big fan of Jake the Snake Roberts' finishing move from 1980s WWF.
God, did you ever watch that thing about him? I felt
Beyond the Ring. No. God. Yeah, Beyond the Mat.
If you say you met him and that's when his career went downhill, it's gonna make me really fucking nervous.
He's doing better now. I met him up in Chicago and he like started doing yoga.
DDP yoga.
Yeah, he started doing DDP yoga. Not DDT yoga, DDP yoga. And he lost a bunch of weight and like cut out the drugs and alcohol.
Because he was a big time druggie.
Yeah, he's like living clean now.
Do you know DDP?
He's doing well.
You know DDP? Diamond Dallas Page?
Yeah. It was like this.
Yeah, bam! That's right. Diamond Cutter. He's actually kind of a savior.
Of fitness guru. Yeah, he keeps taking in all these retired wrestlers that are messed up and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and they live with him, and he gets them clean. And
he's old, broken down man. Yeah. He rehabilitates them. He really is kind of a savior for these wrestlers. It's awesome.
I always liked him. I always liked that move. That was an awesome move.
Yeah. So yeah, this girl likes boneless wings and Jake the Snake Roberts.
Okay, sorry, thank you.
Surprisingly enough, this sounds like somebody I could have a decent evening
with. Oh yeah, I'm thinking, hey, Molly who? Okay, I'm in a funk lately, and maybe some Yuletide Boom Boom is what I need. I like white dudes.
I'm out. She said boom boom. That's
I'm back in.
She likes white dudes that are tall and foxy and under 40. Technically, I'm 2 months away from 40. Technically tall. I don't know about the foxy part, but I'm in so far.
I think I'm doing good now.
Yeah, act now. Nothing weird, please. And I'm not sending.
So no cake farting?
Yeah. What does she consider weird? Because
that's what I'm saying. One person's weird is another person's normal.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not sending a bunch of pics and or messages only to find that you're married or in frickin' Alabama. But might be visiting my area soon, quote unquote. I'm not a hooker, LOL, promise.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the hooker.
I had a dollar for every time I heard that, I'm not a hooker.
Right, that's the first thing they teach you in hooker class is to say I'm not a hooker.
The learning annex?
Now, on day one, the first and most important part is to say I'm not a hooker no matter what the cops say. Jason, are you a hooker?
I promise I'm not.
Very good. You get an A+ for today. Yeah. Anyway, your words, stats, picks, not your wiener, to entice me, and maybe you can de-scrooge me. I host only...
How do you... Wait, that's a de-scrooge. New move. I've never done that one.
Do you want to hear about the...
Yeah, teach me how to de-scrooge, man. I might need to add this. Yeah.
Teach me how to de-scrooge. All right, so when you're de-scrooging a woman...
Okay.
All right. When she's had a really bad day and she's feeling really fucking grouchy and she's been in a bad mood, you follow her upstairs when she goes to the bathroom, okay?
Stealth?
While she's going to the bathroom? No, like a deuce?
No, you... Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter what she's doing. You go up there...
Okay.
Because if she was any kind of a fucking lady, she would close the door, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you creep around the corner.
Sneaking up.
Okay. You open the door real fast because you're going to hit her knees with the door.
Okay.
Okay, because most... 90% of...
90-95.
Yeah, and I've been in yours, and you would crack her in the forehead, right. As small as your bathroom is. But you swing the door open, and it cracks her knees. She falls to her knees. You take her by the head, back of the hair,
okay.
And you just start fucking shoving her face in your crotch.
Okay.
Eventually, she's going to open her mouth, and your penis is going to go in it. And that's when you...
And then you go, bah, humbug! Right?
You just de-scrooge that bitch.
Okay.
She's de-scrooged.
Hey, I'm learning something tonight. That's good.
I was raised in East Peoria, and de-scrooging where I'm from is where you have the three ghosts. It's like a four-way where the past, present, and future.
It takes too long.
You're right. It does.
It's way too long to set that up.
It does, but it's worth it. Once you get that bah humbug, it's worth it.
And her last line is, I host only and late at night. It's rainy as shit today. But at least it's not snow.
Oh, we got the snow today, so it deals off.
Yep.
It's rainy, so you know I'm real.
I'm wet.
Everywhere. Oh, that's why she said it's rainy today, so people know that it's real and not some just resaturated fart post.
Fart cereal? That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Ready?
Oh, yeah, I was born ready. I'm still thinking about this whole de-scrooging thing. Like, it's a lot to process.
We can do a video and react to it.
I'm in.
I'm just glad this didn't get brought up when Nani was here. That could have been...
Did you hear what her business was called? I think she would be game.
That's true.
We're making a movie, okay? Don't worry, it's just an
anime. It's legit.
It's legit.
It's legit.
Yeah, you'll probably get a bunch of royalty from it.
Come downstairs.
It's dark, I understand, but...
And if you need help moaning, just get in... You need to get in character, you're a method actor. Yeah, just
get
do
naked.
Your thing.
If you need me to put my penis inside you to get the proper moans for this scene, I understand. All right, woman for man. Ragging. Horny as hell, but I'm starting my period.
Womp, womp.
Anyone interested in helping out a horny chick out? No.
You don't want to plunge the bloody depths?
No.
That's not something that it's like, hey, I know I just met you.
When I was in high school, I would have. I'm 40 years old now. I can wait a week.
Yeah.
No, thank you. It's way too messy.
Gross. Have you guys done that before?
Hey, I just met you.
And this me and Molly?
Crazy.
On the rags.
Here's my number.
Not me and Molly.
Fuck me, I'm ragging.
That's right.
Crazy!
So are you setting Weird Al up for the Call Me Maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Weird Al's going to write a new song about period sex. You're welcome.
You can't go wrong with
Send
period sex.
Send a royalty check my way.
He's writing it for you, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah!
All right, well, after that brilliant gem, let's play a band that I actually like. I mean, I like Weird Al, but I don't like The Doors. But I, as much as I dislike The Doors, I love this band. So here is a song from the amazing band Queen. Here's Bicycle Race.
This is requested by Little Munchkin Eli. IBWIP, kid tested, MILF approved. Ain't no lie.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like. You say black, I say white. You say bar, I say bite. You say shark, I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars. You say Rose, I say Royce. You say God, give me a choice. You say Lord, I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
Guys, the weather outside is frightful, but it's always warm next to that computer monitor, so snuggle up and email the show at blake@ibwip.com. Give us your suggestions and comments, and there'll probably be something in it for you, like a koozie.
Koozie, some stickers, some buttons.
Vape action.
Maybe so.
Maybe some vape action if you down. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, get the newest episodes automatically, and check out our archive. There is literally over 100 episodes that you can listen to. Over 170, some would say. Beat Jack Frost and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Vine, Twitter, and Instagram. Enjoy.
I'd like to dedicate this song to all my pimps and all them hoes. Decisions only thing left to choose. Well, sit and drink to sorrow with them tears in your eyes. Just sit and smile.
sway, well, no more lies to tell, just decisions you made. Some people claim life's a record to be played. If it were up to me, I'd rather listen live. Some people say that this life is just a game. No matter how you play, you'll never survive. Bad decisions, you make the world go round. Bad decisions, that's all.
Welcome back to the show, all my friends. That was...
All your friends are listening?
Every last one of them. All one of them. That was Car Keys by Ricket Pass. Hope you guys liked it.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I try so hard. Fucking queer music. Okay. Who was that? Tim McGraw? Is that who that
I
was?
I have no idea.
Why am I quoting Tim McGraw? Why am I... When I should be quoting this?
When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
They go up in smoke, my friends. All right, this is the What's Up in East Smoke. So a segment that we've been doing now, and it promotes those independent, young, small companies that are making some good premier juices out there.
Up and comers,
so they would say. So tonight, we're using my iStick, which, check it out.
That's awesome.
Is that cool?
I saw that on Facebook. I was like, that's very cool.
I modified it with a sticker, IBWIP sticker.
I saw it, it was like a week ago, and I was like, I thought you had one like custom made,
yeah.
But it was a sticker you had, right?
Yeah.
That you yourself customized.
It. Yeah, and then the tank is an EVOD 2 from Kanger Tech. It's not the normal tank I put on here. But we do two shows, multiple vapes. You gotta.
That's right.
Do so. So today we're gonna do. We're gonna review. Is it review or is it promoting? What did you say?
It's not a. It's not a review. We're you're testing it and you're telling you how much you like it.
Right. Yeah.
It's a review.
I we've had some emails from people saying, hey, you're just saying good stuff about these because you know you're trying to be nice. I'm not obligated to only say nice stuff,
right? That's right.
Like I'm not contractually say you got to say something good about these
I don't
guys.
See a contract anywhere.
Yeah. No fucking contract anywhere. All right, here we go. This is Wizard E-Juice, and they're out of Tampa, Florida. And I'm sure it's not just like a couple 80-year-old ladies.
Okay.
Right?
Because I haven't been to Tampa. I've been to Florida. I've been to Orlando, and I've been to Jupiter. But
you've
I
been to
can't...
Jupiter?
Yeah.
Jupiter, Florida?
Yeah, where the Cardinals have spring training.
Oh,
of course.
I thought you
course.
Meant Jupiter, the 13th planet from the...
Yeah, that's not right.
Doesn't seem right.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yes, then the thing about Wizard E-Juice is they make small batches. They make small batches to ensure freshness. Hmm. So when you order from them, you're not getting something that's been sitting on a shelf for 6 months.
Have you been doing it long enough where you can tell the difference and you're like, oh, this is definitely fresher, this is better, this makes a difference?
I can definitely tell what's a good juice and a bad juice, you know what I mean?
It's like me with beer.
Right, right. You can tell, like, there might be some beers that you don't necessarily like.
Right.
But you know.
Like Miller Lite and Bud Light.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, but this is, Wizard's not anything like Miller Lite or Bud Light.
No.
Because it's vape and it's not beer.
Exactly.
That too. They have four different flavors. So let's focus on here. We're gonna read the...
Are they magical names? Because they're called Wizard.
Yes,
so,
they're...
Like Hogwarts.
Crafting delicious e-juice.
You're a vape, Harry!
With passion. They do it with passion.
A la peanut butter sandwiches. No, wait, that's a magician.
I don't get that. Okay, so they have...
like Sesame Street to
they
me.
Have, they sent me a four-pack of their samplers. They have a Jester, which is a dip into sweet raspberry caramel creaminess with a smooth, buttery exhale.
So is it kind of like a medieval theme then? Wizards,
yeah,
jesters?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. And one of the things... this line of vape is definitely focused on kind of a creamy, buttery taste.
Okay.
You know, I'm huge into, like, the fruits, the fruity ones, the big, you know, bold, fruity tastes, you know. But these are definitely a creamy, buttery kind of, as I read on. So, Mystique.
Oh, from the X-Men.
A delectable blueberry cobbler. Smoothed with vanilla ice cream and just a hint, a fucking hint of cinnamon.
That's all you want.
With blueberry, you don't want
8 pounds of cinnamon.
Not a pinch.
Now, it still boggles my mind, though, that, like, I'll get these vapes. Like when I got this card, I'm like, there's no way that this is going to taste like blueberry cobbler smooth with vanilla ice cream and a hint of cinnamon.
I love a good blueberry cobbler.
But
you like that.
What I'm trying to say is you...
That's a lot of flavor. It takes me back to Willy Wonka. How did they get all that stuff into that,
right.
that whole meal into that gum? But somehow
right.
this vape company is doing it.
Right, exactly. And Merlin, the magician, this is a tantalizing blend of strawberry milkshake with a smooth, creamy, mouth-watering custard finish. So as you can tell, there's a lot of...
Now, is there milk in the juice?
Ooh. Can't juice a cow, can you?
No, there's no milk.
Well, because that would affect like an expiration date. You know, you get like a milky.
Through the advances of science, they have found a way around adding milk to
Merlin's milkshake. Merlin's milkshake brings
all the jesters to the yard.
All the jesters to the yard. And finally, White Tiger, which is a mouth-watering pineapple ice cream wrapped in a blanket of creamy smoothness to tempt your taste buds. So again, they're all creamy. They're all buttery tasting, and right now I am doing. What am I doing?
I'm doing a drinking game. Every time you say the word creamy or buttery,
this is White Tiger. So pineapple ice cream, a little cream. So
he's putting the vape into his mouth. He's breathing deeply. He's still sucking in. Okay, the smoke's coming out all the way out.
It's good. It's good. If you're into like custards. Or creamy.
I'm all about custards. So this is up my alley?
Don't be an asshole. Yes. No, but like I said, their line, again, small batches, mm-hmm. fresh, because they, you know, you want to stale custard.
The smell is very pleasant coming out. It's very sweet, like
yes,
a custard.
Yes.
You're right.
So and the fruit flavors are not bold. They don't overpower. It's definitely smooth, if you like that kind of stuff.
And you tried all four of them?
I tried all four of them.
And the one that you just had now, is that your first time trying it, or is that your favorite? Or
That's my favorite of the ones, is the White Tiger.
The White Tiger, okay.
You can a hint of pineapple?
As much pineapple as cinnamon from the blueberry.
Right,
exactly. Is it like vaping a piña colada?
No, it's not overpowering like that.
Okay.
It's creamy.
I've never drank a pina colada so hot.
It's creamy. Take a fucking drink. Okay.
Get you fucked up by the end of East
Right.
Smoke.
They have 0, 3, 6, 12, and 18 milligrams available. They have the 30 milliliter bottles, which we showed earlier on the last show. And those run for like $17.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. And then you can also, like you said, get the 5 milliliter bottles, the 4-pack sampler for $13, which is what they sent us. Really enjoyed them.
Oh boy.
And like I said, if you're into
something
the smooth,
creamy.
If you're into the smooth. And, you know, but I want to know where do they come up with these names? Like do you pick the company name and then base your line off that?
Well, it seems like a lot of the ones that we're talking about in the past few shows do have themes about them, and I guess that's this company's theme. The E-Wizard is all about
E-Wizard. I want to smoke my E-Wizard.
Oh, Wizard E-Juice, I'm sorry. Their whole theme is kind of this medieval magician. It's cool. It looks cool.
I want to know what Blake's theme would be if he created a company.
We'll talk about that on a different day.
Oh, boy.
So check them out at wizardejuice.com, and you can email them also in case you want to get a little wholesale. If you got a vape shop, you say, hey, I want to have a line of these.
It smelled so buttery and custardy and creamy that I think I'm going to leave right now to go buy some.
All
right.
WizardEjuice@gmail.com and WizardEjuice.com. Thank you guys for sending it over to us. I appreciate it. We love it. And we'll put the links on the show notes.
I take a joke and all my gear go up in smoke.
I forgot to say it was my eye stick, didn't I?
I don't know.
You didn't make a smart ass comment when I said eye stick this time.
I can only use the Apple joke so many times.
That's true. Well, we like to have Dustin. You know, you've been on the show enough. We like to spice
this
it up.
First time.
Oh, okay. Well, since this is your first time, we like to bring in special guests to interview. I don't know why Jason left.
He went to go get some custard or whatever.
Some Wizard E-Juice? All right, well.
All right. You just made some E-Juice in your pants.
Okay? Right, exactly. So we're going to welcome to the show Mr. Dieter Kiefer. Dieter Kiefer, come on in, sir. How are you?
Please call me Zephyr. Dieter is my given name, my white corporate name, man.
I just have to ask at the top, are you related to Cinderella lead singer Tom Kiefer?
Yes, I am.
That's awesome.
It's my great uncle.
That's cool.
By marriage.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Kiefer. How did you get into the web and app designing business, which is why you're here? I forgot to mention that.
Preface why I'm here first and then ask me the questions. All right, bruh.
Bro?
Look, I'm originally from Redondo Beach, California. And I attended SCU, where I very nearly completed my bachelor's in East Asian Area Studies. I got into web and app design after many failed attempts in Indian grocery distribution. Some call it stock boy, but there's so much more to it than that.
It's amazing the amount of movement in your lips when you talk.
He probably dealt with a lot of farting people in
school. I'm just baffled by it.
I like to enunciate all of my words so you can clearly get my shtick.
Yeah. Makes complete sense. So what is the name of the site that you're starting up that you're here to talk about?
Ah, yes. The great thing about this idea is that not only does this site make dating simple, but the name is also simple. It's Why Don't the Two of Us Go Hang.com. It gets right to the point and doesn't waste anyone's time.
That's a lot to type.
Why Don't the Two of Us Hang Go Hang.com.
Wait, okay. Is it...
Bra.
There's a bra after .com?
I just add bra so you know that I'm listening.
And is
to
it
you.
Bra with an H or without
two
an H?
Two H's. One at the beginning.
Oh, one
it's silent.
A silent
H.
Okay.
And one at the end.
Got it. I'm writing it down.
What is it again? Right here. I'm gonna write
it. I don't know.
It.
What's up, bra? Let's hang.
Why
chill.
Don't the two of us go hang.com?
Bra.
Bra.
All right. So What made you decide to, quote-unquote, invent another dating site? Because there's thousands of them out there.
I know what you mean, bro. I personally don't have any trouble dating, being as in touch with the earth as I am. Lovers naturally gravitate towards me.
He does have a purple aura. I noticed that when he walked
in. It's literally beaming off of my person.
I thought it was the light, because I put new bulbs in today.
The bulb does have an effect. It's usually yellow, but it's making my aura purple for some reason.
I was just reading the t-shirt he's wearing that says, I have a fucking purple aura.
Avert your gaze from my t-shirt. Listen, before I got in touch with Mother Gaia, I had to try out many dating sites with little success, so I thought...
My friend did that, too.
Yeah, what's his name?
Yeah, and he's not here. He's missing out on all of this. He actually gave up dating sites
week. That's why I had you on, because I wanted him to hear what you had to say.
He got so excited about the Wizard E-Juice, and he bolted it before we had you on.
He sounds like a sorry sack. I tell you what, my site's not free. I've got to pay the man just like everyone else, but I'll give him a free trial membership when he comes back.
Free trial, cool. What's that worth? Like, what would you say?
Well, I would say a trial period would be about 2 months, so it's roughly $60 in savings for your sad sack friend.
For my sad sack.
I thought, when I was doing these other sites, I thought, what are these sites doing correctly? What are they doing wrong? I noticed they would ask for things like income, politics, marriage, children, and religion. That's what I noticed.
That was a good observation skills, brah.
So, but what makes you different than the rest of them?
Well, we don't ask for any of those things.
I must ask that question twice.
We took the guesswork out of dating. Once you complete your one-time-only sign-up page, we take care of the rest. We run our complicated algorithm, and whoever you're matched with, you go out with. That's it. No choices, no hunting, just here's your soulmate. Enjoy.
I have a feeling it asks, like, what kind of weed strain they prefer. And
right,
that
yeah.
Kind of
so,
stuff.
Well, okay, I guess does it ask a lot of questions like that? What? How does it, you said something about algorithms. How does it match people together?
It's pretty insane how we do the math.
With like putting the paper down on the table so the camera can see you kind of thing?
Listen, I'm not sure what you're referencing. Look. The sign-up page is simple. Just make up a username and then a password. Then you put in your name, your birth date, the first Grateful Dead album that you've ever owned, Dread Style, Dreamcatcher diameter, hemp satchel bag size, your favorite organic co-op, and goji berry consumption.
I love goji berries.
Love co-op.
I was dating a girl one time. And
that was her nickname in college?
Goji Berry?
Goji Berry.
No, she was a healthy person, which that's why it didn't work very long. That's why the relationship didn't last. But she got me into eating dried goji berries. Like,
they're great antioxidants and really help open up your cholesterol pockets.
And I quit eating red meat for a month.
I'm sorry.
It's probably the healthiest I've ever been, actually.
How did you feel after not consuming the flesh of our animal brethren?
I didn't feel like I had like stuff oozing out of my pores, so I felt better.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be the site for me, because I don't think I could date a vegan.
Well, you don't have to be. You just have to eat goji berries.
All you have to do is put in your goji berry consumption.
I don't think I...
Zero.
Zero is not an option. Everyone consumes some amount.
Is there a goji berry beer? Like, would that count?
Sure, Matt. Yeah, bro. There's totally beers.
Because I drink, you know, like cranberry beer and, you know...
We can hook you up with a distributor to get goji berry beer to your shop.
Cool.
So you put all that stuff in, and then how does it match them up?
It uses that complicated algorithm, and it just says, here's your soulmate, brah.
What if you're a girl?
Well, look.
Does it say brah?
Gaia doesn't see gender, all right? Just love.
Who the fuck is Gaia?
Mother Gaia is our personification of Earth and nature.
what the fuck? This guy is
losing
me.
Oh, I thought that was a band.
I know, right?
Mother Gaia? You're thinking probably...
Caius. I'm thinking Caius.
Probably Mother Lovebone is who you're thinking of.
Yeah, that's another one. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking they just put a bunch of pictures on like a twister wheel and they spin it and what it lands on. That's
now,
who I get.
Now, when you were making that list of stuff, there's nothing in there that talks about like sexual preference. Preference. Here we go.
I'll tell you about my preferences.
You guys have a weird accent.
Knowing what's going on with this algorithm.
I don't quite understand the way you guys speak.
Could you potentially be matched up with like the same gender of you?
Gaia doesn't see gender.
What about
just
animals
love.
And species? Does it sense that?
Like, am I going to be
matched up with a dog? Right.
Well, essentially,
Molly does think I love
an animal dog. Can't give its consent, so it would be bestiality, rape, and no animals, to my knowledge, can put in their goji berry consumption
That's
into their
true.
Laptop computer.
That's true.
I know it sounds like I'm being condescending, but this is just the way that I speak, brah.
What are your thoughts on chicken nuggets?
Delicious.
Dieter would have loved some chicken nuggets, but Zephyr's ascended beyond the processed and sorted meat parts of this world. Animals are our brothers and should be treated as such. No animal flesh passes these lips, brah.
Dustin, does it sound to you like this is some kind of fish-sponsored fucking website? Like the band Fish?
Oh, the band, not the animal.
No.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't eat a fish, but I sure as hell would listen to one.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is really...
Well, I mean, they did have the Put In Your Dead album preference.
Excuse me.
Put it in. Crank it up.
What you got, you got to put in you. I don't know. So far, I'm not really into this, but...
why are you not into this?
Because he's not a big fan of Terrapin Station.
I just don't think that... Because I don't need a dating site because, first of all, I'm super fucking good looking. And I have a great sense of humor.
I concur.
Third of all, I'm taken. And I have a wife.
Well, let the record show that it's
like
the
Liam
third
Neeson.
Wife.
Fuck you. I don't know.
I'm a fan of the show. Oh. I listen almost weekly.
Almost weekly.
And I see Liam Neeson movies almost yearly.
Well, but I'm just thinking of my buddy Jason, and I'm thinking, like, would this site be something that would fit him? And right now, I don't think it really does. But
well, do you guys know the size of Jason's dream catcher?
No, God. But he does. He
Hold
runs,
on.
Like, a,
he told us that.
A cool store that would probably appeal to some people on your site.
But so he was telling me about that dream catcher size. I think he said the one that his mom got him was, like, a 36... centimeter?
Oh,
no,
I was going to say
36
that's a
centimeter
big
in diameter.
Right. The site does ask for metric only, so we do have a conversion link if you can only measure in inches. It has to be accurate so you can meet your proper soulmate.
Right. So what are some of the other things for that? I'm thinking of Jason now. I'm just going to see if I can come up with some of the things that he
What's
would
his
I've never
birthday?
Seen him eat a I've never seen him eat a goji berry.
Do you see him all the time though?
No, he may be eating them at the store all day long for all
I
know.
I see him at the store a lot because it's right next to the vape store.
What was the first Grateful Dead album that he owned?
Oh, I Like to Cuddle.
I'd guess American Beauty.
Correct, I assume.
They have a good beer.
Grateful Dead? It's not theirs. It's just
I know.
Corporate.
That's
they,
the closest
sold
I
out.
Can get, though.
They
I,
sold
I,
out.
I can be like, what's your favorite Grateful Dead-themed beer, but not album because I don't listen.
So... You know, you wanted to come on the show to talk about it, and then, you know, I was like, oh, this would be perfect because Jason was having trouble.
Right.
What kind of involvement or investment are you looking for my BWIP?
I like why don't the two of us go hang.com.
Bruh.
To be mentioned on each episode of this wildly popular podcast. And signing up for my site increases your chance of being called on for jury duty. I can set up a promo code for your listeners to use that will make sure you're only selected for jury duty on murder trials. We're also looking for a $10,000 commitment.
Gee, oh,
only?
Oh, God. That's it. Oh, hold on a second. Oh,
I think we need to check the PayPal account.
God, yeah. There's a donate button. IBWIP.com, there's a donate button on there. And I, last time I checked.
A lot of people are going to have to push that button.
God, I don't think. What does $10,000 get it? I mean, what do you need the $10,000 for? I mean,
server space.
To get the .com bra domain name is more expensive than just the .com.
It's not
like those
free.
Extra four letters. It's expensive.
It's not a free service, and we right now have the rights to it, but to hold on to it, it costs some major moolah.
Can we get a break? I am really good friends with some graphic designers. If we can get some help with your website design, do we get a price cut?
Well, you're getting in on the ground level of my site, so any money you put forward would be appreciated, and you would hold stock in this company.
Right.
That doesn't answer
that
question.
That's a no.
That's a no. That's a
that's a we still need $10,000.
We're gonna put the $10,000 in. It's gonna we'll never see it again.
It goes to a lot of hammocks too. There's a lot of hammocks at the office that need repair. Bro, some would say that the hammocks currently are in disrepair.
So you have hammocks at the office where you run the site.
We consider ourselves a pretty chill and laid-back corporate company, and we like to be able to offer breaks to all of our employees, and if they want to hang in the hammock.
How many people are you employing right now?
We've got 35 potential
bras. That's a lot
bras.
Of hammocks.
That's a lot of hammocks.
That's a lot of bras. That's a lot of boobs.
That's a lot of bras.
Like bra as in,
bra, yeah,
as bras. In bros.
Oh, yeah. With the H. Sorry.
The yeah. silent. The silent
yeah,
one.
That's,
God, it
got me excited.
Sorry, guys.
I don't know. Dustin,
when I heard 35 bras, I was leaning a little more towards, like,
yeah,
you know.
That's 68 boobs.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's right either. Did somebody have 34? A mastectomy?
34 bras?
Oh, I thought you said 35.
I feel like you're on the fence here. We're about ready to make a great step forward. Can I get a commitment from you guys today?
I don't think this is the type of business venture that is right for IBWIP. I guess maybe we should just kind of end this whole conversation right now because...
All right. Dustin, listen, forget the hippie angle. How about we do a dating site like Orbitz, all right? But it takes the best profiles from all the dating sites and gives you a good deal on hotel rooms. We can call
that wasn't
it,
even your...
We'll call it plentyofhotelrooms.com.
Isn't that a gum?
That's not even his voice.
Forget that. Listen, how about a smartphone app like Tinder, but for dogs to hook up? We can call it Barker. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Forget.
Let's
forget
involved
it.
In that.
No,
one.
Forget that. That one sucks. How about?
No,
how about
it
a?
Doesn't. No, wait. Stop.
All right. All right.
I know this kills the bit, but I really want to know more about this. What was it called?
It's a smartphone app like Tinder, but it's for dogs to hook up. We call it Barker.
Okay.
I'm just shooting from the hip here, guys.
Right. Well,
I gotta get you. I gotta get something. I can't go back to the office with nothing.
But okay. Well, I'm interested in this one.
So, bra.
No. Forget that. Forget the hippie angle. All right. You guys obviously aren't into it. We'll figure. We gotta
figure
something
out. It's not Barker.com bra.
Hey,
it can be. I mean, if you guys are interested in that, let's totally. That'll totally be it.
How do the dogs swipe?
It's paw only, or it's it could be. Yeah, the dog sniffs. That's right.
I'm kind of into this one. What do you have? Anything else? How much do we need for that one?
$10,000.
I don't have $10,000. All right,
forget that. How about a site like eBay, but instead of a bunch of people bidding, only one person bids and a bunch of people are selling? We'll call it eFjord.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
All right, thank you very much. Wow, that was...
That escalated quickly.
I like that Bark one. We need to like do that on our own.
I don't think it's trademarked because...
Yeah, because he's an idiot. God, I wish Jason would have been here because he would have set him straight. Because Jason doesn't put up with that.
Someone
kind of
say
shit.
My name.
Oh, he's back. He got his juice.
Hey guys, I got all the juice I can carry.
The wizard juice.
Yes, the very same.
Oh man, you just missed a guy named Dieter Kiefer came in here, and he was
Tom Kiefer's great nephew by marriage.
Right. Yeah, his mom had sex with his sister.
Yeah.
And anyway. But he had a dating website, and we thought it would be perfect.
Oh, screw that, man. I don't do dating websites
but
anymore.
That's what we told him.
He wanted $10,000 from us.
You know what? At this point, I would pay any amount of money.
For a date?
For anything. A hand jibber, anything.
Hand jibber. Can you describe your last
hand... A discrouging?
Can you describe your last hand jibber? In detail, I want to know about your last hand gibber.
It was September-ish.
No.
What? No, it wasn't?
Why do you say no? Were you there? You know he's...
No, go ahead, go ahead.
I've had coitus since then, but there's been no gibber. No, actually, you're right. You're right. There has been... Okay. It was not in my house. It was at the girl's house on her bed. I don't know what else.
How'd you get to the bedroom?
How'd I get to the bedroom?
Yeah, what smooth move did you... You didn't just go into some girl's bedroom.
She's like... I came over to her house. She made dinner, and she's like, hey, I want to watch this DVD. And we went in there, and then the gibbering commenced.
Oh, so she had the DVD in her room when actually that's... I mean, why didn't you watch it in the living room?
Almost completely void of furniture.
Really?
Wish I was joking.
That should be perfect for you because you're like, I got a whole store full.
Oh, I thought you meant because I'm like a wild man in the bedroom and I need a ton of space.
Oh, God.
I explore all the space.
You know what?
I'm given.
You need a retro 70s kitchen set and I could like bend you over it.
You can just gibber till the cows come home. Oh, Dustin, what do we have going on in this fucking mess?
We got a lot going on. Episode 172, his name was Waldo. That was our freeform, crazy episode that we did with the Heartland Hotthrob and Naughty Naughty.
Did you call him the Hotthrob? I like that better. Heartland Hotthrob.
Is that what I said? It's,
I like it better.
Hot throbbing Heartland. He's hot throbbing gibber.
That's now available.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Episode 173, Premature Booyah.
Can't see you because you're holding that paper up. There we
go.
It's
now available. How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm looking at you now, camera. Episode 174.
Her name's not camera.
Oh, it's Cameron?
She's a Cameron.
Cameron. Kamara. Episode 174. This episode, inevitably titled Double Dutch Oven, will be available on Friday, January 16th. 175. Our next episode will be available.
You're back.
On Friday, January 23rd. And don't forget, January 16th, it's a Friday, it's Appreciated Dragon Day.
Okay.
We're in Pekin, so it's appropriate. First, we have to train them, and now we have to appreciate them. Good golly. Look out. I don't know. Was I supposed to say Miss Molly? But
no.
She's not down here.
That's ad-libbed. Well done.
Yeah. And remember, Wednesday, January 21st, is National Hugging Day.
Oh, yeah.
The only day of the year that sexual harassment is legal.
Booyah.
Hug away, ladies. Feel free to go for lower hugs below the waist.
Awesome. You give a nose hug.
Hug gibber.
Yeah, hug gibber. That's a discouraging.
What kind of hugs are you getting?
Tell me that you haven't at some point in your life been eating a girl out and you got fucking lazy and just used your nose. Tell me that hasn't happened.
No, like if you're really talented, it's not you're doing it out of laziness. You're incorporating it and doing a tandem thing. That's a skill. That's not laziness. That's dexterity, my friend.
Just take the tip of your nose, just fucking wiggle it back and forth and be like, fuck it. I'm tired. My tongue hurts.
I got lockjaw.
If you haven't gotten off by now, you're not going to.
That episode will be in a couple weeks.
All of that and more in the next episode.
Yeah, for your oral pleasure.
Blake's cunnilingus techniques.
Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags fan feedback to blake@ibwip.com. Oral sex tips.
Oh, complaints?
Yeah.
Whatever.
And they will be read live. You know they will because listen to what we're talking about now. As well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear... We hope you do.
There's got to be one of you out there.
Please tell a friend and help support the show.
Very good.
Bra.
It was very difficult for you to get through that without, because I kept interrupting and I apologize.
It's all right. I'm a professional.
You're a pro. You are definitely a pro. Hold on a second. Did I not? Okay. Yeah, I got everything. All right. I think that's it. Anything else? Am I forgetting? Oh, Jason, plug.
Just go to TazcoTradeCo.com, buy some of my stuff. I'll bring it to your house. Clothed or unclothed, your preference. There's a slight price discrepancy.
Which is cheaper?
Unclothed.
Okay.
And then, because no one wants to see it, they prefer me fully clothed. Like me on TazcoTradeCo.com?
Their loss.
Absolutely.
Oh, I thought
absolutely.
Like, if they answered the door and they were unclothed, it was cheaper. I didn't know how to do it.
We can do a double Dutch oven thing. Sure. like the store on TazcoTradeCo.com, and you can help us get to 1,000 likes. And if you do, there will be a 1% off sale.
That'll cover some of the tax.
This episode comes out, it'll be like our year anniversary. It'll have been a year already since we started the store.
Awesome. Did you?
My dad's been in your store.
Oh, has he really?
Yeah.
Very cool. I hope I wasn't rude to him.
I don't think so.
Not like you usually
I'm rude
are.
To almost everybody.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. I've bought a couple of items.
Boughten.
Isn't that what you do? I've boughten. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you do, smart guy? Buy them?
Yeah.
Queer.
I know. That's racist.
Dad's racist!
We have derailed.
Anyway, I wanted to buy these chairs.
Okay.
And
the hair drying chairs from 1988.
Oh, nice.
God, I wanted them so bad.
But you just didn't want to pay for them, I guess.
And I thought,
I know what he wants them for. He's wanting to like blow his vape smoke up into him and just like pull the thing down over his head, and he just envelops his entire head in vape smoke.
All the custard and the
Molly might like how your hair smells, though. Like, yeah. Oh, you smell like fucking.
You look like
and
the
cream.
Invisible Man with the wrap around your head.
I liked it. Anyway,
your face tastes like snozzberries.
Snozzberries? All right, Dustin, what do you got going on?
I'm probably working at the store. Probably, yeah.
Can they go on the online and check it out?
I mean, we don't have a website. We got a Facebook page. You can find us at just look up Co-op Records of Pekin, and you'll find it. And come buy some CDs or some comics.
And
it's January, folks. It's the slow month, so come.
So 75% off everything.
No.
What is the next goal as far as likes on Facebook?
Honestly, I can't even remember how many we have on the Facebook. We just want interaction. We don't want empty likes. We don't want people that are just like, I like the page. I want people that are like, hey, how's it going? I like your store. And interact.
Hey, I came in the other
day. We're a community, brah. We're trying to like get a thing going.
I came over to your store the other day with my snake, and like I think he dropped. I think he dropped one of his mittens.
Yeah, and all you weirdos, feel free to come into the store because it gives me things to write about on Facebook and entertain my friends.
Right. Oh, and definitely bring your records.
Oh, yeah, if you have any records with naked black people.
Oh, my God, I never saw so many naked black people in my life.
I sold one of them today.
Did you? For how much?
Yeah, I sold Cockpit.
For how much?
Well, it was to a friend of mine, and the record wasn't in that great of shape, and I gave it to him for like $3. But the other one that you really, really like, The Return of Dolomite, that one's over $10.
Is that a soundtrack?
I don't think it's the soundtrack to the movie, but it's got... It's got Rudy Ray Moore and a black lady in compromising positions on the front
There's
cover.
Another one that had like six black ladies.
That was the one I sold.
That was the one you sold?
Yeah, because I was like, it's called Cockpit, and he's got like a toy plane over his junk.
Oh, and let me tell you, man, these are the best album covers I've ever seen in my life.
They don't make them like that anymore.
How did he get away with it?
It was a different time.
If you walk into your living room, Blake, your walls are lined with really cool-looking framed albums, but your kitchen is bare.
I know, right?
So what you're saying is you want me to get a frame and frame a Dolomite record?
I didn't even put that together, but yes, that's a good idea.
I want to put it in the bedroom over the bed.
You know what this room's missing? Some dark areolas and a big black man's ass.
Some Nubian penises.
Booyah. All right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in to IBWIP.com. We love you so much to where you might get a little nose if you're lucky.
Get a little nose.
We want to thank WizardEjuice.com for sending us some samples. Definitely check them out if you're into the creamy, buttery, custardy.
Oh, shit. I'm supposed to take two drinks now.
Yep. I'm trying to get you drunk. And definitely tell somebody you like the show. Check us out on Facebook. All that good rigmarole. Hey, but most of all, let's just stop and get serious for a second.
Okay.
Oh. Real talk.
Real talk. I'm breaking it down for you guys. I spent a lot of fucking time on these videos at our YouTube page. All right?
I watch them.
It doesn't take anything to click on the subscribe button. Dustin, you've clicked the subscribe button.
Yeah.
It's during the video. It's up in the right-hand corner. Just click it. You don't have to do nothing else.
Yep.
It's fucking hilarious. Do it. Go over to our YouTube page. We actually enjoy it. Do that again. Hold on.
Talking to you.
Yeah. We want to do a lot more with video, but to invest more money and invest more time in it, I really got to see that we're getting the views.
Yeah, you got to get the results. Got to get some feedback.
We can't do fucking everything, guys. Nope. That's basically all I gotta say. So read that fucking. I'm now mad.
Oh, if you can't take the heat that Blake's bringing, this kind of heat, then you need to turn down the IBWIP.
Very good, guys. And to think, they were gonna send all you guys a special class.
Bummer.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.